welcome you to our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, presented by Gatorade. And coach, before we get into the Green Bay Packers, let's talk a little bit about Oakland. And I know everybody's talked about the offense, but on the sidelines, lots of energy, everybody really into the game from the start to the very finish. To me, a sign of a really close-knit team. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, this team really has great chemistry and great attitude. They understand that you have to prepare each week, and their confidence comes from their preparation, which starts on Tuesday for us. And, you know, they were in a good rhythm all week long from a practice standpoint. We were excited to go out there and play the game, and I think it showed.
How proud are you of that? I mean, you've taken a roster, a lot of turnover, I think 23, 24 players from last year, and they all get along, and they all work toward a common goal, and that's not something you see every day in the NFL with a new coach.
Yeah, I mean, credit goes to those guys. I think they understand what our mission is and what we want to get accomplished, and our job as coaches is to create an environment where they have an opportunity to be successful and then really get out of their way and let them go play. And these guys have really embraced it. They prepare every week like professionals, and then they're a lot of fun to be around.
We learn a lot about Nick Foles after the Dallas game and the concussion, and hearing a torrent of negative questions and his poise that he showed, maturity. Now he's kind of going the entirely different way with all the praise. And how's he handled all that?
Nick's been the same, whether he's had a really good game like he did in Tampa Bay or he did here or the Dallas game when he didn't have as good a game. And I think, you know, what we're striving for here is consistency. And, you know, I think Nick's kind of a prime example of that.
Chip, the offense got contributions from everybody. Talk about that, how everybody stepped up and filled that void.
But I think you need a lot of weapons to win in this league. And obviously, you can't be a one-dimensional football team. You have to have guys at each position, and I think Sunday was a prime example of it. Nick had an outstanding game, obviously, and the quarterback gets a ton of accolades, but our offensive line was outstanding. I thought Nick, by and large, on the day was really clean. Got great contributions out of the tight end position, you know, obviously out wide with Riley and Deshaun. I thought the running backs, not only LeSean, but Bryce Brown probably had his best game to date, so I think you got a lot of guys stepping up, and when you have that many guys, you know, I think you're going to have a good day.
What has Riley shown you? Tough summer, really bounced back from that mentally, gets put into this role, earns the role as the starting job, and has been very, very productive.
He has. You know, he's a big physical target, runs good routes, doesn't separate, but doesn't have to because he's so physical. So I think, you know, a lot of his throws and the confidence the quarterbacks have is that if you're going to cover him one-on-one and you throw the ball up, he's going to go get it and win it because his strength is his physicality, and I think that's what you need. There's a lot of those guys in this league where they just kind of out-muscle the DB. That's why for us on the defensive side of the ball, we're always trying to get bigger and taller at the defensive back position so to combat the bigger physical receivers, and that's what Riley is. He's a big, strong, physical guy. He catches the ball extremely well. He has a great understanding of what we're trying to accomplish. He knows how to separate. But if the defensive back is close, I think the quarterbacks have confidence that they can throw it to him and he'll go get it.
Chip, what's it been like to have three talented tight ends? You know, you have a lot of options there during the course of your preparation. It presents you some possibilities that a lot of coaches don't have, working all three of those players in
rotation. Yeah, we've got some skill on the offensive side of the ball, and really our decisions each week are based upon how does the defense defend those situations, and what are they going to do? We played more two tight ends against the Raiders because it kept them out of a couple things, and I think the ability to have those guys, you never want to go into a game and say, hey, if we just had this, you know, we could dictate these looks. You know, I think because of those guys, we're allowed to, as a staff, kind of hopefully dictate what we're going to see, and then it's a matter of us still going out and executing, but, you know, you got some versatile guys, and, you know, we're starting to incorporate James more. You know, he's playing in the backfield. We're doing some different things with him. Zach Ertz had probably his best game to date. You know, Brent Celek has just been steady since the season started. So it's a positive from an offensive standpoint that you have three guys that you can plug and play in a couple different spots.
How did it work on Monday night? Isn't that the time you're putting together your game plan with the Packers are on TV? I'm sure you're not watching. Maybe you are. And then Aaron Rodgers goes down. How do you find out? How that whole process work?
I mean, we did it before. We played, I think the Giants played a Monday night game. Is you have every other game that they've played to date. You know, you're just waiting to put the last one in. And a lot of times it just confirms this is exactly what they're doing. They did it what they did against Chicago is what they did against Detroit, what they did against Washington, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you'll use the data just to give yourself a little bit more on third and 3-6. You know, what are the percentages of zone or man or whatnot. But, you know, their offense doesn't change. Right. You know, obviously you lose a tremendous talent in Aaron Rodgers, but it isn't like when the backup quarterback goes in the game that, you know, Seneca Wallace is in, now they're running the wishbone. You know, it's an entirely different look. It's, you know, no one is afforded the luxury of being able to run two different offenses or two different defenses when you lose a player. So, you know, it doesn't change from a schematic standpoint. I think as a coach and as a play caller, you may call a little bit different plays because one quarterback's more comfortable running with some aspects of it. But, you know, the overall scope of what the Packers do offensively isn't going to change.
You've got a coaching staff that's very familiar with Seneca. That help you in the preparation standpoint?
Yeah, but I mean, I think they understand him, but it's a different system. So, you know, what Pat asked Seneca to do when he was in Cleveland is different than what Mike is asking Seneca to do when he's in Green Bay. So, I mean, it's no different than when we played the Giants and they had former Eagles on their team and Ted Williams and then Deuce knew him. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a commonplace in this league. There's a lot of guys that know players on other teams because coaches travel and go to different organizations and players travel.
What is Seneca Wallace like? He's been around the league for a long time.
He's athletic. You know, he can run. You know, I think he can beat you with his feet and his arm. He's been in the league for a long time, so he's got a lot of experience. You know, he grew up in the West Coast system, played under Mike Holmgren, first starting in Seattle, was with, you know, Pat in Cleveland. So, you know, it's not like he's a rookie. You know, I think he's been in games before. So I don't see them changing much. You know, they've been really moving towards running the ball better with, you know, with Lacy and Starks. And they did that again on Monday night. You know, both those backs, two big physical backs that run downhill. But I think in the games before that, you saw the same trend. You know, maybe they don't go as much hurry up with the quarterback calling plays at the line of scrimmage like they did with Aaron. But by and large, they're going to be the same operation.
Connor Barwin had an interception on Sunday, and he's one of those players who just, it seems he's in the right place at the right time. He's always prepared exactly what you wanted and expected to get from him when you signed him.
Yeah, we're real excited about Connor. He's a tremendous leader. He loves playing football. He's in this building 24/7. Extremely, extremely intelligent football player. He's got a really good grasp of Coach Davis's system on the defensive side and has helped a lot of the younger guys and the other guys, older guys, transition because he came from a 3-4 when he was in Houston playing under Wade Phillips. So really happy for him. He's had a lot of production for us, you know, and a lot of times on defense, things will happen that don't show up in the statistical categories of, you know, he does a great job of setting the edge and he does a great job in coverage. The ball's not thrown his way a lot because he's always so good in coverage. So I think sometimes there's misconceptions of, you know, a guy has a lot of interceptions, that's because they throw the ball his way a lot. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't have a lot of interceptions because they don't throw the ball your way a lot. So, but been really, really pleased with Connor since we picked him up last spring.
You preach consistency throughout every phase of the game. The defense has been really, really consistent here. Why? What's come together for the defense?
I just think they've got more experience and they go to work every day and they improve every day. And that's what we're all trying to do is that, you know, are we better than we were yesterday? And we kind of control that with our attitudes when we show up here, you know, and we got a group that will continue to work. But it's a game of fundamentals. I think the more comfortable you are so that you're not thinking out there, you're reacting out there on the defensive side of the ball. And I just think it's the byproduct of their experiences and the work they put in.
Does Lambeau Field hold a special place for you as a historian of the game, a fan of the game?
I'm excited to go there. I've never been there, so it'll be fun to see it. So.
Do you have any? You have no time. You maybe spend 20 minutes out in the field, just kind of breathing it in for at all.
No, we're not going there for a tour.
I understand. All right, Coach Kelly, thank you very much for joining us here, one on one in the studio, presented by Gatorade.